Unfortunately, despite all steps taken by government to assure protecting and respecting human rights in the Transnistria region, the situation is still very worrying and continues to deteriorate in the context of abuses committed by the exponents of the Tiraspol regime, which takes advantage of the lack of effective control over the region and misleads the public opinion and international partners about the realities in the domain. We notice an alarming trend of cases of criminal persecution and deprivation of liberty of persons who came with critical statements to the Tiraspol administration, or who expressed their opinion on the abusive restrictions imposed during the pandemic period. We can provide many cases of citizens illegally arrested by the representative of MGB and detained, like Oleg Khorzhan, Gennady Chyorba, Andrea Marfi, Alexander Puris, Oleg Babi, Stanislav Muzerat, Andrea Glizhin, and so on. Some of them later released on parole, but in the most cases, situation is still unknown, like condition of detention, state of health, accusations brought, and so on. As a result of persecution and threats to which people are subjected by the Transnistrian structures, many of them leave the region and settle on the right bank of the river Nistru, or even abroad. Other people are declared undesirable for several years in the region and don't have access to their families or hometown, just for critical expression against illegalities in the region, like Kostefan Yuri, Timush Viktor, Mitsul Valeru, which recently died due to some diseases. The blacklist of undesirable people in the region are maintained, and here we're talking about journalists, opinion makers, human rights defenders,